Hi, this is Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire, here with today's edition of Soundbite, our daily interview series featuring researchers, thought leaders, and newsmakers in the world of high-performance computing. Today we'll be talking to Nick Johnson, an applications consultant with EPCC, the Edinburgh Parallel Computing Center, about the ADEPT project, which aims to merge the worlds of HPC and embedded computing to address the needs of energy-efficient computing. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nicole.
So this is a project rooted at the Edinburgh Parallel Computing Center, or EPCC. Can you describe that group and what your role is there before we discuss ADEPT?
Sure. So EPCC is the supercomputing center based at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. And here I'm an applications consultant, so I work with a wide range of users and scientists trying to help them to fully exploit HPC systems and other types of compute clusters that they may be using to try and do their science faster. And I've been working here for about 2 years looking at various scientific codes and also in some software-defined networking.
Okay, great. If we can just be general for a minute before we move into ADEPT, what are some of the major projects that are going on at EPCC that you want to point to?
So I guess we're involved quite heavily in PRACE and CRESTA, two large European projects looking at trying to scale systems, both hardware and software, towards the exascale. So as we know, systems are getting larger and larger. In many cases, they're becoming heterogeneous rather than homogeneous x86 systems, as we've seen in the past. So we're heavily involved in these two, trying to work with other European institutions to see what technologies we can exploit. And we're also involved in the Bonfire project, another large European project looking at various elements of networking and trying to build networking test beds so that people who want to do large-scale experimentation with various type of networking technologies can make use of that.
So I know a lot of the focus of your group is on parallel computing, and you note that this is no longer limited to high-end scientific applications, that parallel computing is increasingly becoming ubiquitous in all forms of software development, especially in the embedded domain. So in the world of HPC, the race to reach exascale by 2020 is steering research in new directions, one of which is really energy efficiency. So how are you and your team bringing together the worlds of embedded computing and HPC toward this new goal of reaching exascale and combining a lot of new technologies?
So I guess it starts with the realization that in the HPC world, until now, really our only constraint has been runtime, wall clock time. So users of HPC systems haven't had to care really about what happens to the the energy consumed by the machine they're running on while they're trying to run their code. All they want to do is optimize their code and make it run as quickly as possible. Whereas in the embedded domain, we see engineers who have to contend with very tight power and energy constraints. They know they've got a fixed amount of power budget that they can use. And now in the embedded domain, we're starting to see multi-core solutions becoming available, so they're not just restricted to one processor. So when we start talking about multi-core, that's obviously an area where HPC scientists have a lot of expertise. We understand how to optimize for more than one processor, more than one core in a processor, and the embedded side knows how to look after energy budgets. So in this project, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to understand both domains and then try and take some of the technologies that they use in the embedded system, some of the methodologies they use, and try and apply that to HPC codes. And the idea is to try and build a tool that will allow us to give users a feel for what the likely energy budget is in a code, and also to help them profile that so they can work out the energy hotspots, such that when we get to systems that start demanding not just a contribution in terms of wall clock time, how many cycles you can run, and what your limitation is on that, but also energy limitations, then users will be better able to optimize their code to mm-hmm. work around those.
Okay. What are some of the specific multi-core technologies and tools that you're working with on the embedded side then?
So at the moment, we're working very closely with Alpha Data. It's one of our partners in the ADEPT project, and they're looking at FPGA tools. Now, for a long time, they've been very good, especially the tools from Xilinx, giving you some power modeling and budgeting facilities, because that's obviously a big thing when they're deployed in the real world.
So what are some of the limitations then of some of these embedded technologies? I mean, there's a reason why they have maybe a limited scope in overall HPC as we race towards exascale. So what are these limitations, and what are some of the ways that we can think to overcome them?
So I guess the limitations of these the embedded devices is often that they're designed specifically to solve a problem. Certainly when we see working with FPGAs, when you have to program them and then synthesize the code to go down onto the device, it's very specific. It's designed to solve a very specific problem. And each time you want to reconfigure the device, that takes quite some time. And that's not something we see in HPC. So you expect when you have your large HPC machine to finish running one code, and then perhaps even a few seconds later, you can start running a completely different code that's built for that processor. So that turnover time is something that's quite specific to the HPC side. And a very quick turnover that we don't see down in the embedded sector.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of performance trade-off is there for energy efficiency overall? I mean, this is more of a general theory question. You can't seem to have one without the other, right?
So I guess the trade-off is really your energy budget versus, in the HPC arena, certainly your wall clock time. So you may know, for example, that your code takes 5 minutes to run, but what you may be able to do is say, okay, my code takes 5 minutes to run, but it uses a certain number of watts. If my energy budget is less than that number of watts, can I move some of the computation around? Perhaps I do overlapping compute and computation. Can I spread them out such that it brings my energy budget down, but then increases my runtime?
Okay. And I know that a lot of what you're working on, as we talked about before we began here, is proprietary. What can we expect to see over the course of the next several months from your group? Are you going to be at supercomputing? Are you going to be presenting some of your ideas publicly?
Okay, so we have two things coming up. We're going to be on the booth, on EPCC's booth. That's 3932 at Supercomputing in Denver. And then we're running a small workshop at the HiPeak workshop in Vienna in January. We have a small workshop there where we'll be giving some talks. There's some talks from the project team, and then some talks from other people in industry about what it means to them. And we're trying to open up a greater dialogue on, you know, what are useful technologies that we're going to see emerging in this area, because it really is going to become a big thing.
Where is some of the industrial interest in this then coming from? I know that you have a few industrial partners, but who's most interested right now?
I think it's from the industrial side, we have two interests, really. The industrial embedded side, who are keen to try and understand what use they can make of all the prior work that we've done, working out the most efficient ways to do multi-core and multi-processor computation. And then from the industrial HPC side, is to try and see how far they can push measurement of energy, how far they can push scheduling as well. So you might imagine if you have a number of tasks to do and a fixed energy budget, you would want to see how best you can schedule them to try and keep the energy under control while still having a reasonable runtime.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just kind of a final general question, based on your own opinion, Nick, and what you've seen, what are some of the most promising technologies going forward that can help us reach exascale?
So I think the two things that are really going to help us reach exascale are certainly the power modeling, to try and understand the power. As we know, it's a huge area, and it's been tagged as one of the biggest problems with reaching exascale. So being able to understand the consumption of codes, like we're trying to do in the ADEPT project, will help us. And then also, as systems grow large and more heterogeneous, people need to be able to tune their codes for very diverse systems. So I think some of the auto-tuning technology that we see that's going to help the programmer, the developer, focus on writing good, clean code and letting the compiler do the hard work of trying to translate that to other technologies to get their code to run.
Okay, very good. Well, I look forward to catching up with you at Supercomputing this year, and I'm sure some of our readers will be interested in stopping by. So thanks for your time, Nick.
Thank you.